Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 109 for the week of March 2nd, 2009. We begin this week with excerpts from the Washington Report's regulatory update dated February 25th, 2009. In a ruling of major significance, a federal circuit court upheld OSHA's 2006 decision to set a hexavalent chromium workplace exposure limit of 5 micrograms per cubic meter. The ruling was handed down by retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, along with Justices Sirica and Rendell, who heard oral arguments in November 2008 in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia. The court upheld OSHA's PEL of 5 micrograms per cubic meter based on feasibility considerations and turned back all major arguments by interest group Public Citizen. The one argument by Public Citizen to receive a favorable ruling was on the general issue of required employee notification when an operation exceeds the action level. The court addressed several major issues in its opinion. With respect to finishing operations, based on the extensive and credible economic analysis the NASF developed and submitted to OSHA during the rulemaking process, the court viewed OSHA's PEL of 5 micrograms per cubic meter as defensible based on economic feasibility considerations. The 64-page decision will be posted on the NASF website shortly at www.nasf.org. In the meantime, NIOSH is still taking comment on its recommendation to tighten the PEL to 0.2 micrograms per cubic meter. The Third Circuit decision creates a higher hurdle for the Department of Labor to advance a lower PEL through a new rulemaking process due to the fact that economic feasibility considerations weigh heavily in OSHA's determination. For more information on these updates, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER at thepolicygroup.com, Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL at thepolicygroup.com, or visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for March. On March 2nd through the 4th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Altena, Germany. On March 4th and 5th, the Surface Finishing Academy will host 21st Century Cleaning Technologies Industrial Cleaning Workshop instructed by Dr. John B. Durkee of Precision Cleaning at the Philadelphia Airport Marriott Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. On March 9th through the 13th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will be sponsoring the AESF Foundation Electroplating and Surface Finishing course for CEF certification instructed by Frank Altmeyer at the Hilton Inn in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On March 11th through the 13th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, sponsored by Binks and DeVilbiss, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On March 12th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have a forum at Spin a Yarn Restaurant in Fremont, California. On March 14th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have their technical session and annual dinner dance at the Hilton Airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On March 17th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Diana St. Jacques of Heat Bath on electrolysis nickel applications and post-treatments. On March 17th through the 19th, Middle East Coating Show 2009 will take place at Cairo International Convention and Exhibition Center in Nasser City, Egypt. On March 18th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar and monthly dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On March 19th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF meeting at Frankie and Johnny's Pine Tavern in the Bronx, New York. On March 22nd through the 26th, NACE International Corrosion 2009 Conference and Expo will take place at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia. On March 23rd and 24th, the joint MFASC-MFANC Annual Legislative Action Day will be held at Sheraton Grand in Sacramento, California. On March 26th and 27th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Paris, France. And on March 26th through the 28th, the AESF Foundation Electroless Nickel Deposition Course will take place in Hartford, Connecticut. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.